Shall we move on to sea bass with Listening to Fish? Felt like I was underwater during parts of this. Very cool. Just the soundscape with all the bloops and ocean sounds. It was very realistic sounding. You can do a lot with EQ. I really like it when you hear this like muffled underwater bass sounds during part of it. It just feels very trippy and sounds very good. And then like a little bit later, this sort of electro pop dance music kind of comes in and I'm just like bopping my head up and down. And then I'm thinking about listening to fish and their little fishy hearts. And then the music swells to this crescendo. And then there's this dissipation and like I'm rising in the water again. And now my head's above the surface and I hear these surf sounds and stuff. It's just very cool. Audio journey taking me like, who did the original song? Was that Jim of Seattle?
Yeah.
Starting with that and then going deep underwater like Jacques Cousteau and then coming back. Very inventive. Like Seabass can really do a lot with sound design. Very cool.
Yeah. He got that whole room sound too that Jim of Seattle got. So it sounds, it's so... I don't know how to put it. It's like not just sort of a cover. It's a recreation of what Jim of Seattle, it starts out as a recreation of Jim in Seattle's song, I think, and even down to the tones. I thought there's a bit of a missed opportunity here because then it goes into this, you know, underwater rave sort of ish
right?
type music. When, I mean, it's right there in the name. It's like, it could have been, it could have moved into a fish sound alike, PH, you know, hippie jam band nonsense, which I mean, because like the rave aspect is kind of just random when it comes right down to it. He could have picked any kind of sound to it. And why not make it a double pun or that too on the nose? Who knows? Not sure. This is still a lot of fun, and it's really unexpected, and it's done really well. Maybe not going to go on one of my playlists, or I don't know, maybe my Jock Jams playlist has room for it. We'll see.
The effort and skill that he puts into these songs it's amazing. I don't know how long it takes him to pull these together, and I don't know what he does to make all the different soundscapes sound appropriate, but it's beyond me, but it sounds great. It sounds really, really good. I had a rather large digression in my review of this song, which I won't repeat here, but I recommend everybody go read it and then go link to the video that I linked in the review to a very strange amusement arcade on a pier in a very small town on the east coast of England. I was put in mind of that place by this song, and I couldn't shift from that initial impression. Nice song. I vary on my views of the Jim of Seattle song. There are days where I quite like it. There are days where I get really irritated that he rhymes the word fish with itself over and over again. And I just don't understand how that's so clever. But I vary on it. It's really well done. But anything that takes me back there always makes me feel slightly uncomfortable. But really well done. It's a good listen. Not sure I listen to it a lot, but I enjoy it when I'm listening to it.